Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Pressure on the cost of living continues to mount as we, as consumers, are faced with significant increases in grocery prices at the supermarket, as well as other areas such as electricity. And last week, Woolworths Chief Executive Brad Banducci resigned as pressure mounts over the company's increasing profits at the same time as the rest of us experience increasing prices. And an inquiry into what is causing the increase in prices has released its final report. Associate Professor Sanjoy Paul is from the University of Technology Sydney's Business School, joins us on the line. Sanjoy, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Of course, Woolworths is not the only company in the spotlight at the moment. What other sort of companies did this inquiry look at?
Yeah, so if you see, it is a problem for multiple sectors in Australia, especially for aviation, this is airlines, then banking, childcare and healthcare, then power companies, as you said, electricity, and also supermarkets. So it's a big problem for our consumers here in Australia, because at the end of the day, they are paying high prices for the services and products.
And of course, the report has been handed down. What did the inquiry find?
Yeah, so they find there are many causes behind that increase the price. Very few of them are kind of price discrimination. So weak competition is one of the significant one, because we have lots of duopoly in Australia in numerous sectors, and that creates and that gives too much market power to few companies, and they use those market power to squeeze their suppliers and sometimes also customers. We also have lack of price transparency because of the supply chain is really big, and we don't know who is taking profit, who is taking how much money. So it's a big problem in the supply chain, because we have lack of transparency in movements of the products and the costing of the products as well. We have lack of price policies in Australia, so we don't monitor the price, because ATCCC said that it's a free market. We don't monitor pricing, and this is could be an opportunity for businesses to raise their prices as much as they want. And it is not illegal in Australia. They could raise their prices. But at the end, it hurts consumers as well. And lastly, we have lack of consumer awareness. So as a customer, sometimes we don't, look many options, we don't explore it, we buy things without looking at the options we have in other businesses. So this also is a responsibility for consumers, and we have that lack of awareness among the consumers.
Sanjoy, you mentioned, of course, they can increase their prices as much as they want, but these businesses are still making massive profits. Doesn't it, I suppose, become a little difficult for them to argue that the price increases are necessary, whilst still increasing their prices?
Yeah, so that inquiry report found that their price strategies are profit-focused. So sometimes during the inflation, they blame inflation to increase that price. But in some cases, we found that the price increases, especially for groceries, above the inflation rate. Mm. So inquiry report found that because of that, drastic increase in pricing, and that contributed to massive profit. But on the other hand, businesses, claim that inflation is responsible. So it is kind of a chicken and egg problem, blaming on inflation and also, making this as an excuse to cover the profit they're making.
But inflation has dropped. I suppose its peak was in December, wasn't it? So why aren't we seeing this flow onto the cost of goods such as groceries?
Yeah, we have seen that grocery price has been decreasing a bit, but not at the scale we saw increased, during the inflation time. So yes, you have seen that the profit level of those supermarkets have been reduced a bit, but still they are making too much profits, and also the cost of living pressure is extremely high in Australia.
And supermarkets, I mean, we know that they're an essential business, and we saw this particularly during the pandemic. Yes, you know, that they're private still, and as a shareholder, we want them to make a profit. But is there a point where they also need to consider their social responsibility and price things fairly? Sure, make a profit, but not exploit it?
Absolutely. They should have considered that, and still they should consider, and they should be more human, you know, when they're making that decision and, you know, pricing to their consumers. So yes, absolutely, this is a good time to be to show more responsibility to the customers.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Sanjoy Paul from the University of Technology, Sydney, about the exploitative prices that companies are charging us while still making record profits. Sanjoy, do we know where do profit margins sit now, and how do they compare to pre-pandemic?
Yes, so most of the sectors have, you know, profit above than the pre-COVID level. For example, airlines, Qantas make a profit of $1.7 billion, which is more than double than the pre-pandemic level. So similarly, if you see supermarkets, Coles and Woolworths, they make profit of $1.71 billion and $1.1 billion respectively. And it is also significantly high compared to pre-pandemic levels. Also in terms of, you know, percentage of profit margin, it is also increased compared to pre-pandemic levels. So that is a concern. So if you have increased in your profit margin, even a little bit increase in profit margin could end up having, you know, absolute dollar, you know, big amount of absolute dollar profit.
And as you mentioned, you know, the grocery market, we're dominated by the duopoly being Woolworths and Coles. What impact does this market power have on their suppliers? You know, I know from personal experience that any price pressures, such as those half price specials that you see, are absorbed by the suppliers and not necessarily by the supermarket. So the suppliers are forced to make a loss there. What can we do about that?
Yeah, so especially for supermarkets, we have a big duopoly, you know, game here. So 65% by Woolies and Coles, market share by those two big supermarkets. And when you have too much market power, you can use that power to squeeze your farmers or suppliers. And we found that farmers have very little choice because we only have two major supermarkets. Also, they have very little power to deny the decision made by the supermarket. So we have many examples and cases where farmers feel that supermarkets are making too much profit from their crops, and farmers had to accept whatever supermarket said about their crops. So this is kind of using the market share. So we don't know if it is a misuse of power. So ACCC can investigate that if that is a misuse of power according to the competition laws, and they can find the way to move forward. Similarly, if you see other suppliers like Coles accepted or received a lump sum payment for promotion to increase the price that proposed by the suppliers. So at the end of the day, this increase of price, you know, pass on to the consumers, and consumers pay more.
Definitely.
So there are other things like matching price. So if you see between Coles and Woolworths, they are following each other very closely. They have teams to monitor the price of each other's price.
Mm.
So when someone increases the price, then we see others also increase the price within a short time. So competition should be for reducing the price, not increasing the price. So when you one party increases and other party also increases, then we don't understand what they are doing. Is that a competition or are they following each other?
The other thing is, I mean, we've got alternatives such as Aldi or the independent grocers, IGA, but their market share is nowhere near big as the big two. So what can we do? Where are we at now?
So that's the you know, big things we need to carefully find out what should be the way to move forward. So one of the things could be encouraging new supermarkets or new businesses entering in the market to increase the competition. But there is a barrier for that, because you see supermarkets, they have a strategy to land bank, banking the land and buying the spoiler sites so that new businesses, new supermarkets don't find the suitable sites. So that is a big problem. So, but government and AT policy should find a way to encourage and welcome new supermarkets and help them to establish here in Australia. Otherwise, we will not see this competition increased in future.
Sanjoy, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks. Not a problem, Warren. You have a good day.
Thank you. That's Associate Professor Sanjoy Paul from the University of Technology, Sydney Business School.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.